Welcome to Pennies from Kevin, with your host, Kevin Ross, progressive coaching for a better life.
Wherever you go, you take what you know. Almost anything that you know can be applied to something else. There are many people who will tell you that wherever you go, you take yourself with you. That's only partially true, and it's obvious, but you actually take your knowledge with you. And if you're willing to use it properly, it can work to your advantage. Knowledge is leverage. It has been stated many times before that many street practices apply to everyday business. The key to any business success is passion, finding a hole and filling it. What is it that people desperately need? What is it that they desire? What is it that they want? If it's not drugs, then it could be to feel attractive, or it could be to lose weight. Or it could be to be more intelligent. If you can supply those things, you can use your previous knowledge and the door is open to business success. Everything boils down to value, or better yet, perceived value. Why do you think solicitation callers bombard you all day? Well, for two reasons. Because nobody sees the value and they don't really care about what they're selling. There is no passion. So unscrupulous corporations that you do business with sell your information so solicitors can force their products on you, which is pointless because people still don't see the value and hang up right away when they realize they're being pressured. They're not reaching you on a greater level, which is the level of need. We cannot sell something if we don't believe in its value. I know that there are some people who will steal from their own grandmothers for crack. They not only need it, they will betray their own family members for it. So if I'm a dealer, I know that I have product that will move very quickly. If you take someone out of a bad neighborhood and put them in the nicer part of town, one of two things is going to happen. They're going to end up right back on the other side of town where they started from, in the bad neighborhood, or they're going to change their concepts and adapt to the new environment, still using what they know. In the 80s, Black American fashion designers were blown away at how fascinated Europeans were with soul food. As a way to make money in Europe when they were broke, what do you think they did? They made soul food, and the Europeans paid for it, whatever the price. Soul food is black leverage, and we can always tell who the cook is in the kitchen by the way the food tastes. Black people know when a cook from another culture is attempting to make soul food. So keep in mind, wherever you go, you take your knowledge with you. Wherever you go, you take what you know. How you use it is up to you. This is Pennies from Kevin. Follow me on Instagram at Pennies from Kevin or on Twitter at Pennies from Kev, and you can email me kevin@radiofacts.com. My best.
For more information on Pennies from Kevin, contact kevin@radiofacts.com.